We know feelings are running high after the election. Half the nation that voted is celebrating Donald Trump's triumph, while the other half is not. And kids who can't vote are confused. So are many parents and teachers. I mean, how do we talk to our children about a nation that is so divided? We're going to spend time now in one preschool where teachers and students are wrestling with a Trump victory. From Los Angeles, here's Deepa Fernandez.
In some ways, it was preschool as usual, the day after Donald Trump was elected president of the United States. Yet as toddlers at World City Center Preschool in the West Adams area of Los Angeles finish music class and are washing their hands for snack time, the mood is grim.
The thing that you can't lie about is the fact that everybody is devastated this morning, that we're all sad.
Rebecca Bernard founded the dual language immersion preschool. And as preschools go, it has a truly diverse mix of kids.
Yesterday, we were so excited to go over to the polling place and really encourage a spirit of, you know, political engagement with them and teaching them that they are a part of this democracy and that their vote counts and that it matters. And then to be, you know, so devastated the next day, it's I can assume that energetically it's just confusing, you know? Well, yeah, you guys were so excited yesterday, and today everybody's crying. What's happening? Even my parents are crying. Why?
And sure enough, in the three-year-old room, the election results come up.
I remember voting yesterday, and then I got a sticker from the mayor.
She's so proud of her I voted sticker. She's looking right at her teacher, Cynthia Gonzalez, whose face didn't share the three-year-old's excitement. Gonzalez is somber. And she tells her she's sad.
Estamos tristes.
Tal vez los padres estaban un poquito tristes.
Because Jack wasn't happy. My mom wasn't happy.
If you guys see us a little sad, if you guys see the teachers a little sad and a little bit teary and crying. Because we're a little sad.
Estamos un poco tristes, okay? Electaron un presidente.
We elected a president we don't like.
The children look wide-eyed at their teacher. One little boy rubs her leg empathetically. What Gonzalez said came straight from the heart, says director Rebecca Bernard.
The teachers are Latinas, and they're proud of their cultural heritage, and they're also proud and grateful to be in this country. And the feeling of what they're feeling, one of the things that we teach the preschoolers is that you can't negate what you're feeling, that you have to honor your feelings.
So the day after the election was a day of explaining feelings, owning them, being okay with them.
Sí, es cuando no queremos que alguien gane, when we don't want someone to win. Like Amar Prakash, you love the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm. Aren't you sad when the Dodgers don't win?
Bernard said when the results began to indicate a Trump victory, she searched around for how to talk with her kids about it, but didn't find much.
The thing that I read for the 3 to 4 year olds was, wow, they elected a president. And, you know, some of us feel like that was a bad choice. It's a silly country that we live in sometimes. And it just felt inauthentic to me.
So instead, they just let the feelings roll.
Felices o tristes. O enojados. ¿Quién puede hacer una cara enojado?
Who can make an angry face?
Una cara feliz.
Who can make a happy face?
¿Y todos estos sentimientos?
All these feelings are okay, Bernard tells the 3-year-olds. For the World, Deepa Fernandez, Los Angeles.